Siman Tes, we're in the middle of Sif Katan Aleph. We learned yesterday about the shear, the size of the Talis Katan should be at least 2/3 of an amma, or one amma, which is between 18 and 24 inches. Okay, now we're up to the last line on page Nun Beis. Okay, page Nun Beis, Siman Tes, Sif Katan Aleph, the last line, page Nun Beis, the Oysan Sha'oysan is at Halis, Katan Tofer Min Hatzdadin. This means, let's say you have a talis katan which is stitched together. We know that our talis katan is just one piece of cloth, a single piece of cloth, and you cut a hole in the center, you put it over your head. But let's say when you wrap it over your head, you then stitch the sides down, for like a sweater. Make believe you're wearing a sweater that has no sleeves. A sleeveless sweater. And on the bottom, there are slits. So then, if you look at the sweater, so you really have four corners. You have two corners in the front, two corners in the back, because there's a slit. But most of the side is stitched together, just giving you a little opening to put your sleeves through, right? The person is wearing a sweater, a sleeveless sweater, where the bottom of the sweater is slit slightly. So you have four corners, but most of the garment is stitched together. Such a garment is potter from tzitzis. The only chayv in tzitzis, if the garment is completely open, or at least the majority, not only a majority that's nira le'inayim. There are many types of majorities in halacha. There's a majority, b'tzimtzum, 51%. Then there's a majority that is a nikar, which seemingly is 70%. Has to be very noticeable. It has to be 66 and 2/3. Two-thirds where it's noticeably open. So if you have a vest, and the vest is closed in its majority, the majority meaning that Roiv Hanirla, it's not Roiv Hanirla Naim open, then it's potter from tzitzis. And if you put on tzitzis, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. And in fact, if you wear these tzitzis on Shabbos, you're being mechal Shabbos by carrying on Shabbos. So those that have, and by the way, they make this today. Today, you got to be very careful because they have a lot of these sports talis katans. You go into the Eichler's, it's a big industry, it's a big business. What? So it's a big industry. People, they are athletic, and some people want to wear tzitzis when they're practicing various sports. So they make them, and they're closed. They're partially closed, and it was a very big issue when they first manufacture these type of tzitzis. Are they closed too much? Are they closed? I'm sure by now they got it right. But you have to be careful when you buy these type of tzitzis, which are not the standard tzitzis. They're vests type of tzitzis. It has to be this halacha. Tzrichim lizor, the top line shiye min kol tzad posuach roiv hanire leinayim roiv, that's nearer to the eyes. V'afilu al yidei krosim lo. Even if it's not stitched, I have clasps, and that's some of these they have. They have these clasps where they close it with hooks, so snaps or the hooks, and it's problematic. If you close it with the hooks or the snaps, and it's closed more than nearly nayim, then no longer is it chayv in tzitzis, and it can be a problem. Al yidei krosim lo yichubar gam. Another halacha, and not only should a person wear a talis katan, you have to have a talis gadol. When you daven, then you wear. So if you're not married, only one.
The Sephardim wear talis since childhood.
Right, but Ashkenazim did not wear. But not until you're married. Right? Ashkenazim now wear a talis gadol until you're married. And even those that do wear a talis gadol, so they don't necessarily wear a talis gadol, different minhagim, they don't wear it over their head until they're married. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Yekis never wear it over their head. They wear their hat. They wear their hat when they daven. Yes. I never understood that. The first time I saw Yeki, I was in shul, and a guy comes to shul and he's wearing his talis and he's wearing his hat. And I'm looking at him the whole davening. Take off your hat! What are you wearing your hat? And it really disturbed me. And then Someone told me, I mentioned, says, don't you know, you fool? He's a yeki. A yeki wear with the hat, right, over the hat. What about, some chassidim have the minhag to put their talis over their strimal Friday night. Yeah, but it's a Friday night thing. Friday night, you ever see chassidim wear talis Friday night?
Which chassidim?
I don't know. Some chassidim wear talis Friday night. And they wear their strimal. And they know they do this. I saw they wear the they certain groups.
For the Amud, so.
No. When they daven, I saw this. I saw this last summer. Last summer, I used to daven in Rabbi Miller's yeshiva. Rabbi Miller's yeshiva for 2 years. They merged to some degree with Rabbi Frankel. Rabbi Frankel, they did construction. They right. did renovations for 2 years. They moved into Rabbi Miller's old yeshiva.
Right.
So Rabbi Miller's old yeshiva pretty much closed down a long time ago. But the minyan kept on going on for a period. They went to Lakewood. They went to first they went to Bayswater. Now he's in Lakewood. But the yeshiva, there was a high school, there was a minyan, one thing led to another, and the yeshiva moved into a side room, and Rabbi Frankel took over the main base medrash for 2 years while they did renovations. So the yeshiva minyan was a very small minyan. Friday night we usually did not have a minyan, so I used to daven in the main base medrash with Rabbi Frankel's minyan. So 1 week, Rabbi Frankel, he married off his youngest daughter, and Rabbi Frankel, Baruch Hashem, kind of has a lot of children, and this is his last daughter, youngest daughter, so he invited all the mechutanim to come for the Shabbos Sheva Brachas. And they all, and he's mechutin with all different types of rebbes from all different walks of life. It's a very big family. So they all came, it was a big event, a catered meal, and they all davened Friday night in the Beis Medrash. And being that where I davened, we don't have a minyan Friday night, so I joined them. I walk in there, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. All of these chassidim, and a lot of them were wearing talesos
Friday night.
And some of these tales I've never even seen, with an atara on the top, in the middle, on the sides. Yes, and some of them were wearing a strimal with the talis on top of the strimal. And I never saw this before. And I asked someone there, a real kalta litvak, a real misnage, to explain to me what in the world is going on here. Why are they wearing their talis Friday night? The whole mizrach, not all of them, some of them, all different types. So he explained to me this type of chassid and this chassid and the minig by this group of people is to do this and by this to do this. And the reason why he has an atar in the middle of the talis, but not in this, because that's it comes from this minhag. Just by looking at them, you can tell right away where they come from. If he has white socks, it means this. If he has this type of socks, it means that. If he has this type of strimal, it means this. If he has a spodik, it means this. What? Yacha na yachna.
If I was at the castle, they had the vision to have a bow on the other side of the...
A bow?
The hat, when they wore hats.
Interesting. Okay, so yesh v'yesh. Okay, but one thing, one mystery in halacha. This is called an imponderable. Like one of the imponderables. This is a mystery in halacha. I heard a shiur. I don't remember where I heard this, but I heard this a while ago. Why is it minug Ashkenaz? A man that's not married does not wear a talis gadol. It's so there's a remez in the pasuk Gedilim Tasilcha in Parshas Kiseitze, the parish of marriage. The parish of marriage is juxtaposed to the parish of Tzitzis. I think in Parshas Kiseitze, therefore we learn that it's a remez. It's not halacha, it's a remez. But the truth is, it's a very difficult halacha to find a real makar why it should be that a bochor does not wear a talis gadol.
Right.
What?
To identify them for shidduch.
It became a financial issue also.
It became, it was expensive to wear a talis gadol.
Women from the extra stuff.
It's a very... It could be. It's a very alpi halacha. There are very few things in halacha that are very hard to justify. This is one of them. It's a very difficult... It's a difficulty, the justification for Bachurim not wearing a talis gadol. And in fact, I've heard that once you reach a certain age, It's not done, it's unheard of today, but it used to be that once you reach a certain age, it was only intended until 18 years old. Okay, so then you didn't get married until you're 20 years old, 22 years old. But once already you reach a certain age, let's say 22, 23, you expired. Then a bachur is mechuyif to put on the talis gadol. It's not done today. This is unacceptable. You don't do this today. Today, no matter how old you are, if you're not married, you don't wear a talis gadol. But it's what? No, the Yakis were from Bar Mitzvah. Right. The Yakis will wear from Bar Mitzvah, will wear the Talis Gadol. Now, even among the Yakis, a different time. There are the Yakis that will not wear the... I know a Yaki, he doesn't wear a hat. He wears a talis over his head. So I'm assuming the Adlers, right? I'm assuming that they put the talis over their head after they first get married. Even among the Yakis, there's a difference between before you married and after you married. Before you married, you wear a talus, you don't put the talus over your head. After you get married, you put the talus over your head. So there are many, many minhagim. But it's a very difficult minhag to justify why among the Ashkenazim, a bochur, a boy that's not married, does not wear a talus gadol at all. He waits until he gets married. Very difficult to justify, but that's the way it is. That's the minhag ha'olam. Okay, but here it says here, the Kitzchok doesn't seem to make any mention of this minhag. He just writes, V'chein, he alludes to the fact that this minhag is very difficult to find the source, that you do have to have a talis gadol. You have to be careful to have a talis gadol. Second line, Gam yihei kol adam nizah sheyihye loy talis gadol b'tzitzis sheyisatev bo b'shas tefila. V'yihader sheyihye loy talis no'o. A beautiful talis. V'chein kol amitzos sarich la'asosim behidur kol ma'ash de'efsher. The Chassid says in the pasuk Zeh keli v'yanveu, last week's parsha, this is my God and I will beautify him. V'darshinon hisnoel lefana b'mitzos, beautify yourself before Kol Shparchu with regard to mitzos. V'yadakdek liknos tzitzis, you should be very careful to purchase tzitzis me'ish ne'eman, from a man that's trustworthy. She'yehei batuach, you should be certain. She'nasu b'tviya, the threads were spun. Shazira, doubly spun. We'll explain what this means in a moment. Beferish l'shma, explicitly l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, ucha mitzvah son, and everything was done. Kedas yuchadin, all of the knots. I'll turn this off. You know, you have to. The battery is dead. So, alright, it's good. As long as it's quiet, okay. They should be proper. The length of the tzitzit should be a total of 12 thumbs, which we're going to see in great detail. Now, first, one thing at a time. First one, it says over here, maybe just turn off the button. Just push the button off. Even if you pull out the plug, it's not going to help because there's a battery inside. So you have to turn the button off. Just push the button down.
It's cold. It sounds like the most cold.
Just push the button. There's a button on the left side. There's a button. No, just push the button. We'll just turn the button off. All right, it's fine. It's okay. That's fine. Good. Leave it. Tviya is when you make, is the first step. The first step is you take wool and you spin it. You make very, very thin threads. Shazira is when you take two of those very, very thin threads and you twist them one on top of the other. If you look very carefully at your tzitzis, you will notice that each of the strings is really made up of two strings. Right? If you try to untwist it, you'll see there are really two strings. Each one of those strings, was spun separately. The first step of spinning the single chut is called tviya. And the second step of Shazira is when you take two very thin strings and you twist them onto each other. You twist them in the opposite directions, that creates some type of force which keeps them very tight and in order. This is the way it has to be done. Now, the Kitzur leaves out Niputz. Niputz is the first step, where you take wool and you comb it, you beat it, and you make it into fibers where you can twist it together. He makes no mention that this needs to be done l'shma. Now, pi halacha, it does not need to be l'shma. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says it does not need to be done l'shma. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha, they discuss why not. According to some opinions, some Rishonim, according to many Rishonim, there is a requirement that the first step of preparing the wool shall also be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. In total, there are three steps. There's called niputz. Niputz means combing. You take the wool off the animal, after it's sheared from the animal, you then comb it, and you make it into fiber. That's called niputz. The second step is tevia. You take those fibers and you twist it, and you make very, very thin chutin. Then comes shazira, where you take two of those chutin and you twist them together to make a more substantial chut, like the finished product, what you have. The only thing that needs to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis is tevia and shazira. There's no mention in the kitzur of niputz, the first step. And al pi halacha in the Mishnah Berurah, the kid, the Mechaber, and the Ramah, I don't remember all the details, it doesn't, b'diavad, it's kosher. However, many Rishonim in the Mishnah Berurah discuss this, l'chatchilo, it should be done. Today, modern times, it's not. When you go to the store and you buy your standard pair of tzitzis, whether it's a talis cotton, talis gadol, there is no niputz l'shma. There's no nibus l'shma. If you want to pay a lot more money to have a hiddur of nibus l'shma, you can ask for it. And probably behind the counter, they'll have expensive tzitzis which have been done l'shma. That's a much bigger hiddur in having nibus l'shma than spending $100 for tchelas. That is for sure. Person wants to spend, he wants to buy a pair of tzitzis today for tchelas, the murex, which cost about $100 for a pair of tzitzis. It's a much, infinitely bigger hiddur that you should first spend the money on getting niputz l'shma. Now, if I'm not mistaken, someone once told me that all of the tchelas is niputz l'shma. Is that true? I don't remember anymore. I'm forgetting. I have to ask them in the store. What?
It's like, you know, even Marcus sells design at Dalais.
This, but they're not on the Shema. Okay, so this is a very big issue. When it comes to tefillin,
even Marcus sells the Shema.
Yeah.
They have not yet.
Okay, but they don't make it. They buy it from a Jewish.
Okay, but this is something you have to keep in mind. There are three different stages in the preparation of tzitz that must be l'shma: niputz, tevia, shazira. You only need, today it's accepted, you only need to have tevia. Niputz is the combing. The first step, after the wool is sheared off the animal, it's combed. It's beaten and combed. They do different things to make it into a fiber where you can spin. You can't spin it and make it into a fiber until it's first softened. And the way it's softened is it's combed, it's beaten, it's combed, it's evened out. That's a necessary step in the process of the preparation of tzitzis. Does that need to be done l'shem mitzvah tzitzis? No. But not according to all opinions. The Kitzur Paskins, it does not need to be done. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber Paskins, does not need to be done. But if you go back to the sources in the Gemara, in Menachos, it's not so simple. And there is definitely a beautiful hiddur, and if you do buy tzitzits that are nuputs l'shma. Another thing here, he talks about itu, he talks about the talis gadol. He used the word sheyis atef bo b'shastin. No, we make the bracha. When you make the bracha, you say l'his atef bat tzitzis. Down, and the moment the ikar wearing of the talis is ituf, is covering your head, at least when you make the bracha. Then when you put it over your shoulders, so many people don't cover their head the entire time, and many don't even cover it altogether. Okay, there are many people that they don't cover. They have the yarmulke. That's enough. They don't cover. But at least when they make the bracha must be ituf. However, there is an issue which you should be aware of. Not everyone is the whole from this. Is that a shliach tzibur? There's a much greater hakpada in covering his head with a talus. It may very well be that your custom, your family, is not to cover your head with a talus when you daven. Now when you daven Pesukim Zimra, now when you daven Shemone Esrei, only when you make the bracha you do l'sa'atef b'tzitzis. But a shliach tzibur has a higher standard or a different din of itof, because the comes from a Gemara is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Tfila, Hashem was nis'atef betalis. Hashem dressed himself, covered himself, enveloped himself in the talis, and showed Moshe how to be a shliach tzibur. We learn many of the laws of being a shliach tzibur from the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe, and Hashem was dressed in the talis ituf, where the talis was draped, simply meaning over his head. So a shliach tzibur has a higher level of ituf betalis. When I was in Yeshiva Chaim, when I was in elementary school, there was no we never did eat of a shlich tzibur, but in the minig in Chaim Berlin, in the Beis Medrash, I don't think not in the high school, but in the Beis Medrash, is when a bocher davens, anyone who davens for the amud, you cover your head with the talus.
I heard. Yeah. I heard a following thing that if, let's say, the shlich tzibur is wearing a yarmulke,
yeah,
don't tell him to put the talus on.
Said, yeah.
But if you're wearing a hat,
no.
You can wear the hat.
The Bachman used to wear the hats.
That's what I've seen.
The atifa is on the talus. The atifa, it refers specifically. Yeah.
You know, exempt.
Okay, in a regular shul, this is a minute they have there. I don't know where it comes from. Probably Rav Hudner instituted such a thing because it makes a lot of sense. Every shul that I've been in, there's no hakpada whatsoever. You don't want to cover your towels, don't cover your hair. No one's going to force you. I mean, some they do, some they don't. Where I daven mincha every single day, so people daven, they wear a towels. Okay, nusach Ashkenazim wear a towels by mincha. Nusach Sfar, they don't wear a towels. But they wear a towels. So do the people cover their head? No. Most married men do not. They put the talus over their shoulders. They're wearing a hat. I would say 95% of the time, it's a real yeshivish place. 95% of the time, the people daven mincha, they just wear their hat. These are married men. These are chayuvim. They put on the talus. But there in the yeshiva, this is their custom that when you daven for the amud, when you're the shliach tzibur, you take off your hat and you cover your head with the talus, even if you are a bachur, because it comes from the Gemara, Misatev Kishliach Tzibur, Veheroloi Lemoshe Derech Tzila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Misatev, enveloped himself with a talis, which simply Itov, the word Itov is a reserved word, which means over the head. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was like the Shliach Tzibur, Misatev Kishliach Tzibur, and showed Moshe how to conduct himself as a Shliach Tzibur. So this is a different standard for a Shliach Tzibur than there is for a regular private person. A regular private person makes Lesatev Petzitis, and indeed he has to do over the head when he makes the Bracha, because the Bracha uses the word Lesatev Petzitis, but then once he's finished with the Bracha, you can put it over your shoulders, and you can leave it there, and you can be comfortable for the rest of davening. But Shliach Tzibur, we should be aware, has another standard. Okay, now let's see what we see on the bottom. He brings out some interesting things over here. Shem Shem Aloch and Aleph. Call the Mizra. I am Ber Hetev. Shehevi Memaharil. Smach Lahaminik Shein Misat Fin Ad Achar Nisuin. So he is very bothered by Brown why the Kitzer makes no mention of the custom that a Bochor does not wear a talis gadol. It says the kids, it seems to say without any room for doubt that every gam yehe kol odom nizhar, doesn't say only a married man. The kids of Shulchan Aruch 1890, every single individual should wear a talis gadol. So Rabbi Bruin says, listen, don't get carried away. The Maril said, there's a minik from the Maril, it comes from the Maril, a smach. Smach is not, we have in Parashas Kiseitse, the Parash of Tzitzis is juxtaposed to the Parash of getting married. You first put on a talis when you get married. Smach la minik she'en misatfin ad achar hanesuin. Now he writes in misatfin, which means itof. Doesn't say anything about now wearing a talis gadol, it just says itof. U'masha kosav alav, and what he writes concerning this minik, I'm not sure, I didn't see what it says there. V'ayin b'tashmetz, u'bnei saskar, shakosav dam kein tam la minik zeh, other b'farshim, they discuss. Discuss this custom. Next days, talis. No, you should purchase a beautiful talis. The baal haturim b'shem b'berhetev. I'm not sure what that means. B'shem haradvas. The also lirkoim psukim shel Torah al hatalis. You're not allowed to have a talis that has psukim embroidered into the talis, right? You should not. What? They have it on the Torah. So it's not so simple. He's saying over here that it's not a simple thing. It's preferred not to have the bracha on it. Why? Because when you sit down, you're sitting down on your talus, and all of that is attached to the atara.
You shouldn't sit on it. You should pick it up.
But it happens. And now you're not going to actually sit on the psukim, so on the atar it's not so terrible. But on the other hand, it's still part of the talis. So obviously, he's here referring specifically what you have on the talis itself, not on the atar. And then when you're going to be sitting down, you're going to be sitting down mamish on the pasuk. But if the brach is on the atar, so you're not sitting on the atar, it's not so terrible. But you can hear the idea that since it's all part of the talis, and if you're sitting on the talis, it's not a derech eretz to sit on a garment where part of the garment does have holy words, psukim. So he says it's not the best idea to have psukim embroidered into your talis. Talis b'shem advaz also lirka and psukim shel Torah ala talis uve shari tshuva kasaf dimrokam yagbia hatalis. If you did embroider words into talis, don't sit on it. When you sit down, lift it up. Yagbia hatalis kishayeshev al gabe safsul. When you sit on a bench, v'yeshev al guf hatalis. The ayin meber hetev shenoagu lasas atar l'semin. Okay, we once had a yeah.
The that's not
Pasuk Shaltar. The bracha, but it's still holy words. It's still a bracha. You're right. It's not Pasuk Shaltar. You're right. It's a different level. It's a notch lower. Now, what we once gave a shir on this. We had one in our minhag section. We once discussed at great length all the minhag of Atara. So here, let's review some of the yisodos that we learned. That sits that the top of the talis should be the top of the talis and the bottom should be the bottom. Why? Because the tzitzis, which are in the front, have the zuchus of going in front of you. When you take your talis and you wrap yourself, the two tzitzis on the top will always be in front, and the tzitzis in the back will be in the back. Now this comes from the Medrash. The Medrash is by Kriyas Yamsuf, last week's parasha, when they went into the Yam. So why did the Yam open up in the zuchus of the two tzitzis shalofanav? Why did the Yam close on the Egyptians in the zuchus of the two tzitzis shalacharav? So you see in the Medrash, you can't bring a raya lahalach from a Medrash. You never bring raya from the Medrash and for halacha, but you do see in the Medrash a concept that there's a difference of kedusha between the tzitzis shalofanav and the tzitzis shalacharav. Some want to suggest that the tzitzis shalofanav is a reminder for you, or we isem or so. You should look at those tzitzis, and the tzitzis shalacharav is reminder for other people. People that are walking behind you and they see your tzitzis, they show the reminder of kol mitzvah Hashem v'asisim osam. So there's a difference between the tzitzis shalofanav and the tzitzis shalacharav, and once two tzitzis have the zuchus, like the krashim. Why did they write on the krashim? They wrote aleph, beis, gimel, dal on the krashim, keresh, that have the zuchus to be closer towards the aron, shall remain with that zuchus. And a keresh that was further back, that's where it belongs. Same thing when it comes to the tzitzis, it should be remain in the place, the wherever it got its chus, that's where it should remain. And the way you make that reminder is by having an atara. What is the drawback? What's the trade-off? If you have an atara, you may be misled to believe the only purpose of the talis is to cover your head. That's the nicest part of the talis. So what will you do? Why do I need this long garment? I'll just have a scarf. Right, I'll just have a talus the size of a scarf, which I'm sure you've all seen, just around the shoulders, just enough to cover the head. The haraya, look at my talus. There's a beautiful silver atara only on the top part of the talus, where it goes over the head, because the ikar part of the talus, the part which goes over the head, the rest of the talus is superfluous. So a person can be misled to think that the only thing they need the talus for is the head, not the guf. Therefore, it's not a good idea to have an atara. So it's a trade-off. On one, in having an atara is a permanent reminder, front, keep the tzitz in the front, the back in the back. On the other hand, it's misleading. You'll come to think that that the only part that counts is the top. The part at the bottom doesn't count. So what's the pshara? What's the solution? Have a double atara. Have an atara on the top, and have an atara in the middle. So you have an atara in the middle. Yeah, the chassidim. It's a chassidisha. So you have an atara in the middle, which is a giloy. The giloy that the atara on the top is not there to show that it's more important. Let's see the inside. The ayin berhati of the shal shenagul lasas atara l'simin shatzit shal fun of you lelum l'fun of v'shal arizal kosaf shalo hayemak bedal ze ayin shamul vush hishpiach minik hamakoymos she'ein oisim atara. It's not a good idea to have an atara mishum dim yesh atara near the ikara nasa l'chasas haroish v'chein kosaf. There are two ways of sham. The shamati the mehay taima. Because of this reason, the noyhagim lasa Torah gam be emsa atalis chasidim. The bezem mare by putting another atar in the middle of the talis, you show she'ein ikara. It's not because you're covering the head, it's just as a simon to show the front. So some of them, you don't have to have a mamash natar, some of them they have like a little white strap. Right? They have a little wire strap. If you go to the store, they tell you, I asked them, before I knew, why is there a white strap in the middle of the talus? So they told me, it's because when you fold it, it shouldn't wear out. It seems that's not the Ikar Tam. The Ikar Tam, how that came about, is because you put a little white strap to show that the white strap on top is not the Ikar. It's because if you put the nice white thing you put on top, it makes it look nice. Every talus, so you can't buy a talus without an Atara, except Lubavitch. I think Lubavitch, they have nothing. They have nothing on top. Zero. You go to a regular store, you buy a talus, standard talus, default, will have a little nice white thing on top. Now Lubavitch. Lubavitch, zero. The Makbid and the Arizal, Arizal should not give any greater chashivas to the top or the middle. But we do it a little bit on top, in order to show that it's not the Ikko, you put a little white strap in the middle. They'll tell you in the store it's not because of that, it's because it shouldn't wear out. Okay, maybe, maybe not. Different minhagim. Okay, we'll stop here. What? They don't care. Either way, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. The dafka, because there is no difference between the top and the bottom.